Abigail Kauana Nakoa refers to herself as the last Hawaiian princess, and at 91 has lived a life with all the wealth, privilege, and drama of a fictional potboiler, complete with an ongoing dispute over her $200 million estate. Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey has done extensive research on Kauana Nakoa's remarkable life, and political and opinion editor Chad Blair is on the line to tell us about it. Good morning, Chad.
Hi, Chris.
Hardly know where to begin with this story. There's so many lurid details, yeah?
Oh, it's great. And Kirsten really took a deep dive. I'm filling in, by the way, because she's back in D.C. on a different time schedule. But this is quite a piece, which, by the way, has some great photos. But, you know, we know about the controversy, right? She's certainly a generous donor to Hawaiian causes. There's a legal dispute over her $200 million estate. The attorney general is investigating. And, of course, we all know that she just married her longtime partner, right? Veronica Gale Worth. But Kirsten looked through the headlines, the archives, talked to a lot of people that, know Kauana Nakoa. And boy, I was kind of blown away. Let me just give you a couple of tidbits.
Sure.
She had a romantic engagement with a dashing polo star. She has raised thoroughbred horses that have won important races. She's gone through a bankruptcy. There was a mysterious death of a young woman that was visiting her home. In another instance, Kauana Nakoa had a run-in with an imposter that assumed her identity to get this tax refund from the IRS. That they finally cleared that up. And as well, she was also involved with the Hawaiian Renaissance, helping to fund that back in the day. Quite a rich life for someone 91 years old now. She has been in the headlines practically since her birth.
And Kirsten went back well over 100 years. Because you have to go back, way back into the days of the monarchy to even, you know, put this story together, don't you?
Right. She can trace her lineage back to the surviving Ali'i families back in the day, all the way back to Ke Kauliki, a chief, very powerful chief, whose descendants include Kamehameha. She, of course, calls herself, you mentioned at the top, the last Hawaiian princess. I should say there are some that dispute her royal status, that question whether she is, in fact, authentic. But most experts that Kirsten talked to said that there's no doubt that Kauana Nakoa is directly related to the people who ruled the Hawaiian kingdom as well as the kingdoms that preceded it.
Is it possible to know sort of where we are with the pending litigation over her estate?
No, it's of course is going on. The lawyers themselves are not allowed to talk about it. Kirsten did try to reach Michael Lilly, who's representing Kauana Nakoa, but they can't talk right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see how that goes. You remember the attorney general decided to get involved because the feeling that money that she wants to leave behind, that $200 million or so, to help Native Hawaiians is in the interest of the state of Hawaii. And so the AG has gotten involved. It's so much that she has done. She's given to Mary Monarch. She's even helped pay for travel expenses and camping costs for the Mauna Kea TMT protesters. So if for some reason her money was not to be used in the way that she would like it to be used after her death, that would hurt a lot of people.
Well, it's one of those ongoing stories, isn't it, Chad?
Dive by Kirsten. You really should take a look at it today. Yeah. I'm just encouraging folks to read more about Kekau, as she's called.
It's a fascinating piece. Thank you very much, Chad.
Thanks, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.